It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We discuss the pending sale of Foxconn Technology Group's buildings in Eau Claire and Green Bay that were slated to be innovation hubs 6 years removed from the initial promised $10 billion investment by the Taiwanese-based electronics firm. As we discuss Foxconn in Wisconsin, call in with a question or comment, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Jeff Bollier is a business reporter for the Green Bay Press Gazette. Jeff, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
Starting where you are in Green Bay, why is Foxconn selling its office building in downtown Green Bay?
So Foxconn put its property in downtown Green Bay. It's a six-story building, kind of a remnant of a former downtown shopping mall here in Green Bay. But they put it on the market for sale kind of as they are acknowledging that they're not planning to develop the innovation centers that they had originally envisioned building in several communities across Wisconsin as part of that larger $10 billion investment in manufacturing in Mount Pleasant.
What is the sentiment? How do Foxconn leaders feel about the Green Bay sale? And then on the reverse side, what do Green Bay leaders see in this?
Both parties or both sides, you know, the community leaders and Foxconn seem to have a mutual understanding that, plans do change, that, decisions have to be made about business operations and where they're going to focus. And, you know, so Foxconn has made the decision to, focus on its manufacturing plant and operations in Mount Pleasant. And that means kind of trying to sell these properties in Green Bay and in Eau Claire. In Green Bay, city officials, and like downtown Green Bay, sort of community organizations kind of look at it as an opportunity. The building that they did purchase is right on the Fox River. It's right kind of in the center of downtown Green Bay's retail restaurant corridor. And so there's opportunity there for companies to fill that space.
The list price for the six-story building, nearly $10 million. What business operations could be affected by the sale?
So there are four tenants in the building right now. An engineering firm called ISG occupies one upper floor of office space. A logistics company, C.H. Robinson, occupies another office floor. And then Broken Spoke Bike Studio and the Creamery downtown, a restaurant, are on the first floor. So there could be four businesses that have a new landlord, kind of taking over their existing leases and uses of the space. It's thought that a new owner would be able to kind of capitalize on some of the revitalization and redevelopment happening in Green Bay Central City, look to bring in either a commercial partner or, new office tenants or more uses to the site.
Thinking about that revitalization and redevelopment, as you say, but we see cities around the country really grappling with sharp increases in the amount of empty office space. And will that lack of market demand for commercial space complicate a potential sale?
That is an interesting question to see. This is sort of the, some of the most high visibility office space in downtown Green Bay. It's got great views, and really is kind of right on, a well-trafficked area both for cars and for pedestrians on the riverfront. So it's there are sort of a lot of inherent assets that it has to see how it goes. And so there will be that interest. There is, some of the office floors do need some build out. It's not something where you can plop some desks in and turn on the lights, but it could be, good opportunities there. And, Local officials have said that there is some interest or has been some recent interest in or inquiries about acquiring the building.
We will be watching for that. We have Green Bay Press Gazette business reporter Jeff Bollier, our guide to the latest developments on tech giant Foxconn's activities in Wisconsin and its real estate holdings. Call in with a question, share a comment, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Foxconn Technology Group project was initially supposed to add thousands of jobs and be a $10 billion investment in Wisconsin. Now its properties are up for sale in Green Bay and Eau Claire. You can be part of the conversation at any point. Call in with a question, share a comment, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. We have Green Bay Press Gazette business journalist Jeff Bollier, who stays with us. Jeff, we heard from Sean in Milwaukee, called in to say that Foxconn continually overpromises and never delivers. And Sean says the jobs just haven't materialized. It's a consistent problem throughout the U.S. What are the employee roles like for Foxconn in Wisconsin?
So currently, my colleagues at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel have been kind of keeping an eye on how, you know, how Foxconn's employment is, you know, the restructured deal with the state did come with requirements that in order to receive the tax credits, a significantly reduced amount of tax credits, that they do have to hit certain I believe investment and job or employment numbers. So coming up for 2024 and 2025, recent reporting by my colleague Ricardo Torres in Milwaukee found that they have to employ 1,454 people in order to receive another $19.7 million in tax credits. So while there was a significant scaling down of it or recognition of that, the state did, you know, keep job creation and more modest tax credit incentives in place on that.
Does Wisconsin know, have any indication if Foxconn is likely to meet this workforce goal?
Not very clear. I'm not very clear on whether or not that where that is, but they have in recent years, or the last 2 years, met their requirements for employment and investment numbers under the revised contract in the state, and have, I think, received a little bit more than or right around $37 million in tax credits as a result.
We're going to jump to Eau Claire now, Foxconn's Green Bay property up for sale at the same time as it's put Eau Claire on the market. What is known about the Eau Claire listing?
I kind of found that as I was looking for more details about the Green Bay site. Mm-hmm. But it is similarly kind of listed as available for sale. It's priced, I believe, right around the same price that they purchased or an interest in the building for at the same time. And much like Green Bay, you know, both communities said after the company purchased the buildings, that they, you know, stayed in contact for the first few years, offered help and assistance with whatever they needed, and either finding employees or, you know, in Green Bay, finding tenants for the other floors. But those plans just kind of changed, and in recent years had not heard much or gotten much of a response from the company when they inquired about the status.
Not much traction there. A similar scenario perhaps playing out in Eau Claire. But as we move to Mount Pleasant, business activities are underway at their plant in Mount Pleasant. What might be happening there?
So there is a variety of things, again, that you know, Ricardo Torres has been reporting on about that the company recently agreed to produce a component for solar, for the solar industry, called a microinverter. That was for a company out of California. And that manufacturing or production happened at Mount Pleasant, or at the Mount Pleasant plant. There are other, you know, similar agreements that are, you know, that the company is exploring. There's been some discussion of a solar farm being installed there in partnership with We Energies. And also, you know, during the pandemic, they did produce, I believe, some masks as well there too. But also, you know, then there's other parts of the bigger, you know, manufacturing or business industrial campus that Mount Pleasant developed that are going to other uses. You know, in April, Microsoft announced that they're going to purchase land to build a data center out there. So there are a variety of users that are kind of looking at the space now, in lieu of Foxconn scaled back.
When you talk about a solar farm, it makes me think that there must be quite a bit of acreage out there that is perhaps being open for development. Are there still parts of Foxconn's land in Mount Pleasant that remain undeveloped?
As I am not totally well versed on that, but it is a very sizable you know, business and industrial park at about 1,200 acres. So there would be a lot of space out there, you know, potentially to develop a variety of uses out there.
We're talking about the pending sale of Foxconn Technology Group's buildings in Green Bay and Eau Claire, its other activities in Mount Pleasant. And we have Green Bay Press Gazette business reporter Jeff Bollier as our guide. You can join in with your questions, your comments about Foxconn in Wisconsin. The number is 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Jeff, you mentioned Microsoft recently purchasing over 300 acres in the Mount Pleasant campus and planning to build this data center. When does the company plan to start construction? Is there a timeline there?
I am not sure exactly on what their timeline is or, you know, if it is announced, but I do believe that they closed their sale this summer. And it looks like the terms of the sale call for Microsoft to start construction no later than July 2026.
It's interesting that, you know, Mount Pleasant itself, the community, took on debt to create the infrastructure for Foxconn. And, you know, there is land that can be developed, Microsoft being coming in as a developer. Is there a way the community could lure other companies that might want to build manufacturing operations in the area?
I would not be surprised if you know, multiple levels of local government and business organizations in southeastern Wisconsin there are actively always working on trying to recruit and attract various businesses to an area like that, and you know, to create jobs there.
What will you be watching in the coming weeks and months regarding Foxconn? What do you have your eye on?
You know, my focus is kind of, you know, Northeast Wisconsin first and foremost. And so I'll be watching to see what kind of interest there is in this sale listing that they have put up in Green Bay and Eau Claire. You know, it is, you know, while it is prime real estate, it will be, you know, it will be interesting to see what the commercial office and commercial property market is willing to bear, like you mentioned earlier, with the sort of softness in demand sometimes for commercial office space. Will they be able to get what, you know, more than what they purchased it for 5 years ago? Or is the market reality going to change? So,
but it's interesting, too, because the Green Bay building, its proximity to, like, the redevelopment that's going on, like the shipyard district in Green Bay and other efforts to redevelop along the Fox River, that also could have some interesting synergy.
It very much could. And I mean, it really is. It's located between two apartment buildings that have been opened since 2015, 2016. There's several housing developments across the river along in the Broadway district as well. And like you mentioned, the shipyard a little bit further down the river is going to bring both recreational uses and hopefully more housing to the central city here in Green Bay. So there definitely will be opportunities, and it'll be interesting to see how it goes.
Jeff, thank you so much for joining us.
Kate, thank you for having me.
Jeff Beaulieu is a business reporter for the Green Bay Press Gazette, as we've been talking about his reporting on Foxconn Technology Group. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.